All right, Monday morning again, and after what seemed like a very long weekend of rugby league, starting way back on Anzac Day on the Wednesday, it is Anthony Maroon, our Triple M caller, with Maroon's Monday morning wrap-up. Good morning, Maroon.
Yeah, how are you, Lee? It does seem like it's been going forever this round, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and it really was wonderful. I mean, I think the NRL should be congratulated for the way they handled the Anzac round and the tributes that surrounded that.
Oh, mate, absolutely, and, you know, every game we saw it. Yeah, look, I don't think we'd give the NRL enough raps, mate, but certainly something like Anzac Day, really, it's just become a real, a real point in the season that everybody gets together. The crowds are good. The games are good. Mate, so yeah, thumbs up from me.
Yeah, and it started, of course, last Wednesday where we saw the Storm just absolutely dominate the Warriors. We know the Storm are definitely the real thing. The Warriors now we're a little bit shaky on, but the Dragons and the Roosters, the Dragons proving that they are still the goods, but it was that bunker decision that had everybody talking over the weekend. I heard you blokes on Triple M yesterday talking about it again. Bill Harrigan was giving them a bit of a rev up. I don't know what the answer is, mate, but that was a clanger.
I don't know, Matt. I think with that one, I think they probably give it a little bit too much time. Like, things are never going to be 100% perfect. And it wasn't a try that led to any... it didn't change the result of the game. Sure, it was a clanger. I think it's time with that one, Lee, that we just move on.
Yep. Fair enough. Happy to do exactly that. Look, I understand the frustration of fans. But as you say, the Dragons were dominant there and it wasn't going to get the Roosters back into the game in any great way. I tell you what was a bit of a shock to me, Maroon. The Rabbitohs were heavily favoured to beat the Broncos with a few dramas behind the scenes there. And they've just come out and done the job, toughed it out in a tough game. But what about that kid, that young bloke, 18 years of age? He's 6 foot 1,000 and he can run like a back. He's phenomenal, isn't he?
Isn't he a big unit? Oh. And so the story goes, he was supposed to wear jumper 21, but jumper 21 wouldn't fit him, so they had to go and get jumper 25. What a big boy! I look forward to seeing more of him. He's got he's in a good system there, and he's got a good coach. So, you know, I look forward to seeing this kid. I think he could be anything.
Well, his name's Payne Haase. I'm going to find out more about him. I'm hosting Wayne Bennett in Dolby at the Dolby Leagues Club on Saturday night this week in a Q&A, and I look forward to talking to the super coach about him and some other things for you Broncos fans out there. There's still a few tickets available to that. We saw the Seagulls capitulate again, mate. They've got dramas off the field that seem to be causing them dramas on the field.
Yeah, and what about talk in Sydney papers yesterday that close confidants of Trent Barrett have said to him, walk away from Manly now.
Yeah.
Walk away while you still have your sanity. Geez, I'd hate to see that happen. But hasn't Trent been through a lot in his time there? Now, he's had salary cap dramas. He's had dramas with, elders of the club clashing with management of the club. He's had this Gladstone strip joint drama now. He has had wouldn't be an easy place to coach. But I suppose if you can succeed there, you can succeed anywhere. But it'll be interesting to see how that does unfold with, you know, with people at No Trent Well telling him it's time to move on. Yeah, gee, I'd hate to see that happen. I'd hate to see Trent lost in the rugby league wilderness because of the goings-on of one club.
Yeah, look, me too. But, you know, Trent has a beautiful, thick, dark head of hair, mate. I can't see it lasting too long if he keeps going with this side.
Yeah, I know, mate. He probably could have walked into a job at Fox League or Channel 9 or the Triple M Network. And, mate, he's taken the hard path, hasn't he, coaching Manly?
Oh, gee whiz, it's a tough one. As you'd be feeling if you were Dean Pay at the moment with the Bulldogs, the Panthers, even without their star halfback, but James Maloney. I mean, this bloke, he's just wound back the clock 10 years.
Yeah, look, it had the boys yesterday on the NRL show on Triple M talking about who is the buy of the year. Is it Maloney? Is it James Graham? Is it Ben Hunt? Or is it Blake Green? And then, of course, Ryan Girdler throws in the name Kalen Ponga or Mitchell Pearce. So, what a year it's been for just so many great players at new clubs. And they're making all the difference for those clubs.
Certainly are. A cracker of a game that we saw on Saturday afternoon, the Sharks and the Titans, a 10-9 scoreline. Who would have thought that field goal at halftime was going to be so important? But Chad Townsend knocking that one over and giving them the win there. But then the big talking point, of course, from Saturday, mate, the Cowboys. What has gone wrong there with such a star lineup?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, Lee. I don't know. The experts at Triple M tend to think Morgan at fullback might be a good thing moving forward. But, mate, I don't know where they've gone wrong. You know, like the Raiders defended and held them out. And look, mate, I'm not an expert, but the experts tipped the Cowboys to win the premiership. And here they are now with Parramatta winning yesterday in equal last, can you believe it?
Yes.
What is the answer? I don't know. They've got to get through Origin. Well, at least they don't lose Jonathan Thurston. I think they've just got to take it week by week, and maybe it'll be like Parramatta. They get a win, then they get two, and who knows?
Well, that's it. I mean, there was some talk there yesterday. I heard before the game or earlier in the weekend that, you know, people saying, well, maybe they just still might scrape into the top eight, but I think they're starting to walk away from that now with another loss, and it's just going to be that much harder. And as you say, my boys, the Eels, yesterday in an absolute heart stopper. I can tell you, my wife and children learned a few new words yesterday. I was a bit concerned the neighbours might have called the police a few times, but what a game it was. And in the end, yes, we finally got a much-needed win.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, well, I've actually been thinking about you, mate. They've made it two in a row now, and yes. I heard, you know, somebody said the lead changed five or six times. What a great game.
Yeah.
What about the, you know, it is great for Parramatta now, two wins, but what about the Tigers? I think they've lost three games now, all by 2 points. So, geez, they can hang in there. You know, they probably after they got in front yesterday, they probably were obligated to defend a little bit better yesterday, the Tigers. But Parramatta, mate, the last couple of weeks they've just clicked into gear, and that Manu Ma'u, by golly, he's a beast when he gets going, you know. So Kaiser Pritchard and young Mitchell Moses, yeah, look, mate, you know, they're probably only 6 points out of the eight, so anything can happen.
They get a couple more wins and you never know, mate. I'll keep my fingers crossed. They've got the Sharkies this week and we kick it all off again on Thursday night. We'll talk to you again next Monday, Maroon. Thanks for your time this morning.
Righto, mate. Don't work too hard. Thanks, Lee.
Music, celebrities, sport, gossip. The Entertainment Report on the Darling Downs Triple M.
Well, they said it would never happen, but Sweden's legendary disco group ABBA announced on Friday that they've reunited to record two new songs 35 years after their last single. The news was announced in an Instagram statement from Benny, Bjorn, Annie and Agneta. The statement saying the members reunited recently to plan a virtual tour featuring digital avatars and decided to get back into the studio. But don't get too excited yet. I still have faith in you. The first single is only due to be performed by the group's holograms in a December TV special to be broadcast by the BBC and NBC. There's no word on when the second track will be released or if there'll ever be an actual live concert. The four have only performed together once since the 1980s at a private party in 2016 and have long said they'll never tour live together again. Following their Eurovision Song Contest win in the early 70s, they went on to sell 400 million albums but haven't sung together on stage since 1986. But according to the curator of the ABBA Museum in London, the music is still as fresh today as it ever was.
Very few bands of any genre have managed to maintain their credibility, apart from anything, and their musical popularity in such a way as ABBA have done.
And speaking of Eurovision, Australia is set for another top five finish at the Eurovision Song Contest, according to the bookies. Jessica Mauboy is polling third, fourth or fifth, according to the current odds. Israel, however, is the clear favourite with Netta's Toy. The others in contention are Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, France and Estonia. And given none of those acts appear in the second semi-final alongside Jessica Mauboy's We've Got Love, so don't give up, 'cause we got love, it's looking good to qualify for the final. Rehearsals get underway in Lisbon this week with the first semi-final Wednesday, May 9. And it's been 18 years, but Chicken Run fans can rejoice as filmmakers announce that a sequel is coming. The first Chicken Run followed the lives of feathered friends who plotted their journey to freedom from their cooped-up lives in a chicken farm, and it was pretty good. After huge success, it's now been announced that a second film is coming, the follow-on from the most successful stop-motion animated film of all time. According to producers, things are well underway for the sequel, but there's no word yet as to whether Mel Gibson will reprise his role as Rocky Rhodes.
Now you listen here, sister. I'm not going back to that life. I'm a lone free ranger. Emphasis on free.
And that's the latest.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious. And a burger-flipping robot has completed its first shift at a major fast food chain, turning a massive 300 patties an hour. Flippy, the robotic arm device, was bolted to the kitchen floor and tasked with flipping burgers at super speed. The mechanic kitchen assistant, dressed in its own chef uniform, worked alongside staff at American burger chain Cali Burger in the company's California branch. Flippy's artificial intelligence uses thermal imaging, 3D and regular camera vision to sense when to flip or remove a patty from the grill, with officials claiming it cost about $60,000 to build a single Flippy robot. And whilst it's likely to mean the end of many a 16-year-old's job, surely the saddest thing about this story is after spending years and millions of dollars developing the technology, the best name they could come up with was Flippy. And Missouri woman Annika Watt was found with a loaded handgun hidden in the most unimaginable place ever during a traffic stop. She pleaded guilty on Friday to weapons possession and drugs charges. Apparently, the 27-year-old put the gun there in a desperate attempt to hide it from police. But the loaded Kimber 380 caliber handgun was discovered during a cavity search. When confronted with the horrors of what may have occurred if the loaded gun had gone off, Annika replied, "I'm not an idiot. The safety was on."
You cannot be serious!
Triple M.